Well, here we go. The latest edition of Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast between Lady W and myself about what it's like to have cancer and what it's like to look after somebody who's annoying like me who has it. And quite often we just talk about things other than that. But this last week we had our meeting with our hospice.
Yeah, the lady from the community hospice team came out to see us and we talked about some important and sort of slightly difficult things, because at some stage...
Like going to the toilet seemed to take over most of it.
No, we discussed things that would perhaps be a good thing to talk about today, which are things that you kind of have to have in place when you're in a terminal position, which is a DNR notice.
Yeah. I thought I had one of those, but I didn't. But anyway.
That's you all over.
Not resuscitate.
It's not the kind of thing just randomly have.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm sure I've got one of those in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah. No. Well, I thought sort of 25 years ago when I first had cancer, I did something like that.
No, well, it's definitely not on your medical records.
Right.
Because the doctors in the hospital, when you were very poorly, asked me if you had one because it wasn't on the system. So and they've obviously spoken to the, or contacted the hospital. So that's now
sorted.
But it's the kind of thing, it's a difficult conversation to have, but...
Well, I think when you get to a certain age, and when you have a terminal disease like I do, even if they keep you going a bit, it's not going to keep you going for long.
No.
And in my view...
Somebody said to us, who was a medical professional, would you want the last thing you're aware of somebody jumping up and down on your chest?
No.
Not really.
No.
Doesn't make it sound so, no. So, sounds like a sentence.
We've gone for
it's,
that.
It's only used, you know, if there's no hope.
And I don't want to be, you know, in a bed with tubes out of me everywhere.
You used to like that.
I didn't. I pretended just because you had a bit of a kink. And it's quite funny. I learned some things about pain control.
Yes, this could be a handy tip for anyone else who listens to their mother's old wives' tales about you shouldn't.
Sorry, Mum.
You
wherever
shouldn't
you
take painkillers because if you take them, they stop working when you need them.
No, no, not stop working, but your body gets used to them, so they don't have any effect.
And the hospice lady did tell us that that's just a myth, and that the best thing to do is just to take them regularly, and it keeps the pain under control. And since you've been doing that, I mean, we're only talking paracetamol here, which you were refusing. Yep. You were moaning and being a right grumpy old git because your back was really aching.
Mm.
And then I'd be going, oh, take some paracetamol. Oh, I don't want to because if I take them, they'll stop working. That's just, the logic behind that was just.
I literally didn't realize how many levels of pain control there are. And because the problem having. I've got multitude of tumours, you know, it's a party.
Mm. But since you've been taking your regular paracetamols three times a day,
my back problem,
you're like a new man.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
I haven't had to put up with the moaning.
What are you talking about? You just moaned before when I said something facile about you going to pick up dog food.
To put up with the moaning.
Oh, right.
You
okay.
Moaning.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't realise I was moaning that much, but... People go on about backache, it's usually an excuse, unless you've had backache. You know, and I think couple of the tumours are pressing probably on something they shouldn't be pressing on, and that's where the pain comes from.
Yeah, probably. You have got some spinal ones.
Yeah.
And sacral ones.
Lung ones, kidney ones, brain ones.
Yeah.
You name it, I've got a tumour there, baby. I mean, it's just, it is difficult, and... I was diagnosed being terminally ill and not knowing how long 5 years ago.
Mm.
And people do get, I mean, they don't mean to, but they do get to a situation where they think, oh God, are you really ill?
But I think,
yes, I am.
I felt a lot better after the hospice lady visited us because there were, like, we've got now some, I think they're called anticipatory medicines, but they're things we can have here that are just a bit... anti-sickness, pain relief and things like that, so that if you do get poorly suddenly, we can just ring the district nurses and they can pop over and make you feel better instantly. So that's a good thing to have in place, even though it was kind of like scary to talk about it or whatever, but...
But I managed to get back to work for the, you know, last night.
Yeah.
And people spent a long time being very nice, although a couple said things like, what the, who cares whether you're back or whatever. That was quite interesting. But I, and my social media accounts have been hacked, so I'm not
on
social media.
Yeah, your Facebook and Twitter are just, you can't get them anymore.
X. No, I'll try and get them back. But, you know, I am wherever you get your podcasts from and on talk television and radio on YouTube, on wherever. I'm still on various
levels. In the Daily Express on a Monday.
In the Express on a Monday, yeah. But whether I'm going to go back on X, because I've asked if they could reinstate him, and I can't really talk to a human being.
It's very complicated. So I think you've got Rob the Wonder Man on it for you.
Yeah. What else were we talking about?
Rob the Magician.
Oh, we were having discussion, not with Rob, we're having discussions as well. What are the things that you have to face, which I find very difficult, is talking about personal, you know, sort of...
matters.
Yeah, matters, like going to the toilet and things like that, which affect everybody when they're ill or in...
But the hospice lady was so good at talking about that and making it very entertaining.
You can either have a softener or a pusher. Or was it a grabber?
No, there was no grabbing involved.
Was there no grabbing? Oh, good. And I must confess, I did laugh at the end and I was going to be, you know, and just, I don't even want to think about it, but you have to face it.
It's just one of the things that happens when you get quite poorly. Mm. Sometimes some of the painkillers can cause issues one way or the other.
Yeah.
But there's lots of things to counteract it. So you just have to, like, don't grin and bear it, but mention it.
No, I do realise it, but I don't really want to talk about it. And a lot of people are in the same, but at the end we ended up laughing. And I must confess that although we did have a few dark days, because I put it down to the weather, but we've got a bit depressed. Well, why not, you know?
Well, there wasn't a lot good going on, was there, in January?
No. And so talking about these things actually does help. Well, I find talking just generally helps.
You do like a chatter.
I do.
And then I'm not quite so chatty, so I think that's something I've found, that because I've been here all of the time recently, whereas before I'd...
Used to have a couple of days off
my
me.
Cottage for a couple of days, which is...
That's the best kind of marriage to have.
Absolutely.
A few days apart a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you're with someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they can start to get on your nerves a bit, even if they are poorly.
You never get on my nerves.
I bet I do when I say, stop talking that. Stop asking me questions.
Well, you know the answer to everything.
I know, but they're silly questions like, oh, are you opening the fridge? Yes, I am opening the fridge. Oh, you're getting out some cheese? Yes, I am getting out some cheese. Yeah. It's just like a running commentary.
I know, I'm sorry, honey, I am. It's one of my failing what's-its to sort of talk. And the other thing is, you know, somebody said this, and I think it's a really good saying. Some people just say what they think, but don't think what they say.
Yes, that's probably, that's exactly what you, that's, yes. It is just like every thought that goes through your head comes out of your mouth.
I'm glad it doesn't happen when I'm working.
Because you're just sitting by the back door, and I went out of the back door. I picked up a poo bag, because I could see there was a dog poo on the patio, and I went up to the door holding a poo bag, and you said, are you going to pick up a poo? What else could I possibly be going to do?
I am stupid sometimes, aren't I?
It's just like, oh, enough of the question.
Mm. Anyway, so I went back to work yesterday and I feel quite good. I didn't get to sleep till about 3 o'clock.
You were up quite early this morning, though, actually. You were up earlier than the day before.
Was I?
Yeah.
All
you got
right.
up about...
Okay.
10 o'clock-ish today.
Half 10. Yeah, 10:45. Yeah. And didn't really go to bed till 3. So that's not too bad, is it?
No.
No.
And you seem quite awake.
Yeah, I am. Nothing on telly, though, is there? And there's no, the weather's so bad, you kind of, it leads to the depression. And everybody goes on about their mental health as well at the moment. And mental health is always, you know, we have physical health and mental health. And you get a cold and that lasts occasionally, and occasionally you probably get a mental health where you feel a bit depressed, a bit fed up, and that goes.
I don't think we can really comment on mental health issues. I don't think we're experts in that field. Do you not? Because I don't think for everyone it's the same. I'm sure.
Not everyone gets a mental health issue
like it's a cold and it goes away again.
No, I think
that's probably what generalizing.
We do. I am generalizing, but I'm just saying that I shouldn't get so sort of depressed and worked up about being depressed, because if you're not allowed to be depressed occasionally.
No, but I think part of the reason why you were depressed was because your back was aching. So.
And people often think you're making that up. And I can assure you I was not.
No, but it is miserable having constant, even if it's just a dull pain, dull, achy, nagging pain.
Like a headache.
Makes you fed up.
Yeah.
And you have brightened up personality-wise considerably.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Since you've had your pain relief.
Yeah. Well, there we are, actually. I think we've probably come to the end. I don't know.
Of the podcast?
Yeah.
Or are you divorcing me?
No, I'm not divorcing you. It's hardly worth me
divorcing
you.
Because I don't chat enough.
No. Darling, I wouldn't even go. You're the expert of that. I don't do that.
What, chatting?
Divorcing. What?
I've only done it once.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you have. No, I was going to be very sarcastic then, and that would have been very wrong. But I know I love you, baby, and your hair looks amazing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no, I have done it twice, haven't I?
Your hair?
No, divorcing.
Yeah.
But it's the same person I was divorcing, so it only counts as once, really.
And if that doesn't say a lot about you, I don't know what does.
I'm the nicest person to have a divorce with.
Yeah, no, obviously you enjoy it. What have we got onto this conversation for?
I was saying to you this morning, when I did the divorcing, I was like, bye, I'm off, you can have everything. See you later.
Oh, it's a friend of ours who's going through that sort of situation at the moment, and it's very sad.
Yeah, because when you get in all the legal wranglings, and I think it must be very, very difficult.
So yeah.
I've always done a jolly divorce where I let the husband keep everything.
Should we edit all this out, do you think, or not?
No, you don't like me talking about previous husbands, do you?
Well, I don't mind you doing it. It's just it makes you sound, you know.
Dreadful.
You need to move on occasionally. But anyway, I don't think I'm going to be around long enough to annoy you too much. So that's good.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you on that.
Yeah, because I can probably annoy you now.
Oh, yes. You very much can annoy me very much.
Like saying things, are you stroking the dog? That's exactly
Perhaps you need to change it from a question into a statement.
I hope the dog's enjoying
tummy
rub.
You are stroking the dog. Mm. And then I can just go.
I wish you could see this picture, guys. It really is quite sweet. Oh. Oh.
And on that note.
Thank you very much indeed for listening.
And
we'll talk
there's
to
an
you
intruder,
next time.
Intruder in the garden. Okay, bye.